In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, church, and welcome back to Common Prayer. Merry Christmas. We are making our way through the Christmas week and glad to have you a part of us. And really, we're coming towards the close of our Advent meditations. You know, we've been doing these, or we'll do these at the end of it, for 4 weeks. And I hope that you have been able to maybe approach Christmas in a different way. You know, the goal of this is really to get ourselves into that Christmas story, recognizing the longing, the hope, the almost desperation that was in Israel for the movement of God in Jesus. And so I hope that these reflections, these times together, have been that opportunity to kind of slow our minds down and our hearts down, but sit in that angst that we have as we wait the advent of Jesus, the second advent of Jesus, to return to set the world right as we find ourselves in that story. So before we jump into the text and our meditation for today, I want to invite you into a moment of silence, as we do every episode, to allow God's voice to lead the conversation. And I invite you to do that. Maybe it's through a breath prayer today. For me, I often just use the prayer, "I am here and you are with me." And I'll just allow the cadence of my voice to dictate the pace in which I say that prayer to God. And so I invite you for the next minute to do that, to use a breath prayer, whatever it is, to just center your heart on the presence of God. Let's begin. Our scripture reading for today comes from Psalm 124. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, when people attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us. The torrent would have swept over us. The raging waters would have swept us away. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. You know, the other day I was talking with my two girls, little Adley, who's 4, and Madison, who's 9 years old, and we were talking about Christmas, and we were talking about how different it is this year, right? I mean, it belabors the point to say how much COVID has changed for us, but you know, it's interesting because so much has changed, and yet what we were talking about is the way in which we feel almost anchored into the traditions that we've held. So for us, it's often, you know, we have certain traditions we do around putting the tree up and putting the Christmas lights on the house. And for us, Christmas Eve, we always cook a Christmas meatloaf for whatever reason. That's been our tradition. And we eat the meatloaf, and then we watched Home Alone with Macaulay Culkin, and we just love it. Like that's our tradition. And in some ways, as different as the world seems to be, these particular things hold space for us to continue to practice as a family how we celebrate Christmas. And there's a sense that this is what we do in the practice of Advent. This is what we do when we read the story of Christmas, when we go through these sorts of things, as we look towards the past, the things on which have been certain. And they create space, even if they're subtly different this year, they create space to experience God in the here and now. And this, I think, is what the psalmist is getting at. Right? In the psalm we read, it's really structured around this if-then kind of framework. Right? Because it's all encased by these first two verses, if the Lord had not been on our side. Right? Which in some ways is a declaration of the faithfulness of God that they are holding to because of their experience with God in the past. Right? It's because of what has gone before that's creating space for what is to come. And so the psalmist is writing again, if the Lord had not been on our side, which is in some way saying, of course God has been on our side. And then it goes through all these other statements. Then when the people attacked us, we would have been swallowed. Then when their anger flared against us, then the flood would have engulfed us. Then, you know, the torrent would have swept over us, and on and on. And I think there's something about reminding ourselves of God's faithfulness that holds us, almost as if a ritual creates that space, or a tradition that holds space to reflect on the normalcy of life. And I think it's this faithfulness of God, that God is in fact on our side, that is a sort of normalcy. That God is indeed with us. But again, I think what 2020 has brought to all of us is the challenges of understanding life is fragile. Life is quickly changing and moving, and those things that we thought were once certain often are not any longer. But yet I think of Mary, as we are this week. I think of her journey from hearing that she would give birth to the Savior. And I think of how that must have been so disconcerting, so chaotic, so confusing, and yet her faith is built on the faithfulness of God. It's built on the experience of God's faithfulness in the past. And this is how we navigate these roads. We believe in the God who is faithful. But it can be easy in 2020, it can be easy for Mary, it can be easy for followers of Jesus everywhere to shift our focus off of the faithfulness of God and onto those uncertainties. I think what happens when we allow those uncertainties to pile up is we begin to get a distorted view of God. If our view of God isn't rooted on that historic faithfulness of God, then we begin to develop this malformed image of who God is, and then of course it seems like God is not on our side. But the psalmist refuses that. The psalmist says, no, the Lord is in fact on our side, and praise be to the Lord, for he has saved us. He is the one that has caused us to escape. And in that capstone verse, verse 8, he says, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. For our time of prayer today, I want to simply sit in that tension. I want us to sit into the then statements. Then the waters would have swallowed us. Then the anger would have overcome us. Then the enemy would have defeated us. And I want to stand almost with a little bit of a bravado and say, but the Lord is on our side. The Lord is in fact with us and will continue to be. So why don't you take a moment, just again, recenter your attention on God. As you take a few deep breaths to slow down, I want you to just think back on the past few weeks as we've intentionally been looking into the darker side of the world, that place in which God seems distant. I want you just to ask yourself, where do you feel the then statements? The enemy would win. Greed would rule me. I'd lose this. Where is it that the Holy Spirit highlights those statements of loss? You feel the void of God. I want you to sit with those things, and I want you to just hold them before God. What are the questions and the doubts that you have? All of us have them. We live in the space between certainty and doubt, constantly oscillating between the two. So as you hold those things that cause that confusion in you, I want you to affirm like the psalmist that God is on our side. That God is for you. He is for your flourishing. And then ask for the courage to believe that. Ask for the faith of Mary, who could carry that child with all the concern and uncertainty, but knowing that God has in fact been faithful and will in fact continue to be faithful. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let me just close with our prayer for the week. Lord, may Mary be our exemplar, and may we believe this day that there will be fulfillment of all that you have spoken. And Lord, I say it to you again, I am your servant, and let it be with me according to your word. Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.